are things for you this time now than it was a year ago?
Well, it's just a change of scenery, different environment, new team, new, just a whole lot of new things going on. But it's refreshing. It's exciting. Just good to get back out on the field in a team environment. You know, for the last few weeks, just lifting as an offense and defense doing their own thing and then going out and going through things versus air. It's good to get in a huddle and go and actually practice against the defense and just get into a rhythm and get used to the guys on the field. It's a good – it's a time of year where we can work through a lot of things so we, you know, have it all down for training camp. Yeah, I mean, there's some carryover. There's some similarities, you know, but it's learning new terminology, learning new teammates, learning how they operate, how they handle the daily grind. And, you know, as a quarterback, you're in charge of getting everyone in the right position, the right place, and being in charge of everything. So, but it's exciting.
It seems like over the past couple of weeks, you've kind of done some social things, especially like with the offense. How important is that to really kind of acclimate yourself with it?
Yeah, it's very important. You know, if you look at our team, you know, especially on the offensive side of the ball, there's a lot of new faces that were brought in. And to get everyone on the same page, get to know everybody, a chance to, you know, we spend so much time in the building, but to get out and go do things socially, get to know guys on a personal level, because at the end of the day, we're out there between the lines. We have to have each other's back. And, you know, the more you know guys, the more you have a rapport with them, you know, it goes a lot further during the season than I think a lot of people outside the building might realize, but it's important to do those things.
What kind of stuff have you guys done?
We've gone to dinner. We've gone to baseball games. We've gone bowling as a team. Just different things we try to set up.
What were your thoughts on the Raiders? You got to play against them. It seemed like almost every single year there. And
right.
Your thoughts of the Raiders then as soon as you got there here is the way it is now.
I'll tell you what, going against them as an opposing quarterback, always defensively, always a tough team to go against, tough to prepare for, different blitz looks, different coverages, imposing front, just very challenging to game plan against. So I knew that going in, and then just watching them offensively from afar over the last few years, just a lot of talent, a lot of weapons, a lot of young talent, but a chance to do a lot of great things. And with the offensive staff and the scheme that we have, along with some additions in free agency, you know, there's just a ton of firepower on offense, and very excited about the weapons we have at every position.
Mm-hmm.
Any time in this business, every day you're able and you're fortunate enough to have a spot in the locker room, you got to go out and prove that you're worthy of that and go out and prove yourself as a player. No matter how many years you've been in and how many games you've won, how many games you've been in, you got to go out and prove yourself that you're worthy of the spot that they're putting you in. And I'm no different coming in as a new guy. I'm just looking to go out and get better every day, improve, help make this team better, and help put us in position to win football games. At the end of the day, that's what it's all about.
You mentioned all the new moving parts here trying to come together.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I had one similar experience going from Atlanta to Houston 7 years ago. I had that same experience going to a new team there. So I'm no stranger to it. But at the same time, it's been a few years. But it is. It's like the first day of school all over again, you know, trying to. But again, we've been here now going on 6 weeks. So it's not new in the sense that new guys right away from the jump. It's just different now being out on the field, having to put all the stuff we've met about and talked about into action against a live defense. And so it's an exciting step in the process today, getting back out on the field and starting this OTA period.
Who decided to go bowling?
You know, something that a few of us had talked about, Marcel Reese and a few of the other veterans on the team, he kind of set that one up, which was – it was a fun time. That was the quarterback offensive line thing. I tried to set that up for those guys.
Which game?
Oh, it was the A's. It was the A's, yeah.
As far as the offense goes, what's been the process been like with you and Olsen? Is he asking what he wanted to do, the things you're comfortable with? How do you – what's that been like?
Yeah, I mean, right now, you know, we're – you know, he's in charge. He's a coordinator. You know, I'm trying to figure out his offense. You know, as a quarterback and the coordinators go, you got to be an extension of them on the field. You know, you got to take what they want and what they envision the blueprint to be and go out and apply it. But at the end of the day, as a quarterback, you're charged with making things right. You know, if the play call and doesn't, because the guys on the other side of the ball, they get paid too. And, you know, if things don't match up, you got to find a way to get your team in a position to make a good play and prevent negative plays. And that's what's great about his offense is, as the quarterback, you're given a lot of tools to make those adjustments and make things right at the line of scrimmage. And it's neat to have that responsibility. Again, there's a lot of things that go into that and a lot of time preparation-wise to understand what the right calls are against what defenses and the routes that you have called.
How much more control do you have here than you did in Houston?
Yeah, a little bit more. You know, we had some audible systems and some alerts of such that we got to in Houston, but as far as protection calls and some of the things, freedom to change routes, to, you know, put our guys in position to make plays, you know, there's a little bit difference here than what I've had in my past, which it's at the stage of my career that I'm in, it's refreshing to have that opportunity because it challenges me from a more mental standpoint now in a new place.
Does it make you also more comfortable and confident that they give you a little bit more control?
Yeah, absolutely. I think you know, anytime you get more control as a quarterback and get the reins a little bit in your hands, because ultimately, like I said, we're the ones out there that, you know, have to put the ball in the right place, and the more freedom we have to take advantage of certain things, the less chance for negative plays.
Is 3 or 4 months enough time to do all this? Or could you do it in 3 weeks? Could you do it in – what would be the ideal?
Well, however much time we have, we're going to take full advantage of every minute of it. So, yeah, it's enough time. It's enough time. It's just, you know, something that we are given a small window here in OTAs, you know, in minicamp, 13 practices, I think, on the field. So it's not a lot of time. But the chance to go back and look at all those clips from practice and – talk about them, and then you add in their training camp and all the preseason games. You know, there's a fair amount of time, but you know, between mini camp and training camp, that's the chance that we can really take that next step as a team, because that downtime, you really have to stay involved in it. You can't just, you know, I'll get to it in training camp.
So give me an idea of what you do in that interim you're talking about.
Yeah, I mean, there's so much film that you can watch. You know, you can watch clips. You can watch other teams. You can start studying your divisional opponents. You can go back and watch all the stuff you did all spring as a group and just study and just go out and apply it. You can get receivers. You can go and throw. You can run routes. I mean, obviously, you can't do a lot as far as team stuff with the defense and, you know, some things like that. You don't want to prevent injuries, but you just continue to throw routes, you study, and just work on your calls, practice going through things, walking up and down the field and making your calls and trying to audible things and practice verbalizing everything. You can do it here, you know, you can do it anywhere, but obviously, you know, probably be here most of the time. Absolutely, we have it all on the iPad you can take with you. What, come summertime? Yeah, I haven't really planned out my summer just yet, but I probably do. Gosh, I'm still digesting our practice we just got with the field with. But you know, there'll be a few hours every day. I mean, obviously, you know, family responsibilities, but you know, there's going to be some few hours there every day that's devoted to that, because ultimately, this is work.
You're already kind of ingrained into the history of this franchise from mm-hmm. the Al Davis. Talk to any of the guys who are still on that team about what that moment meant and how kind of ironic it is that you're here now, 2+ years later?
You know, I really haven't discussed with any other guys that specific moment, because, you know, like we mentioned before, I mean, it seemed like for 7 years I was in Houston, I think we played the Raiders every year but one. So, I mean, it was kind of lost in the shuffle there. But, yeah, I mean, I remember that game vividly, you know, because I think that when we found out the news – that next day we said, well, it's going to go one of two ways. They're either going to play cover two and just, you know, kind of keep everything in front of them all game, or they're just going to bring the gas and blitz every play. And I think we got the gas and blitz every single play. And, you know, I think, you know, greater forces were at play that day. But, you know, coming in the building, you can feel a sense of the tradition and the aura around the Raiders organization. And it's special to be a part of that right now.
How much do you analyze what happened last year? You look back at the pick sixes and the losses. You kind of spiral downwards. I mean, were you in your head at some point? How do you look at last year and what happened?
You know, it's in the past. You know, I moved on. You know, that's stuff that's history. And what we're in control of is what we do moving forward. And I'm into preparing for 2014. And anything in the past is in the past. You know, in this business, you have to have a short-term memory and move on from things, or else, you know, it's going to be downhill from there. And, you know, we're on to the next year.
I
I guess that Derek Carr had said that you reached out to him and that it meant a great deal for you to do that. Why did you do that?
Yeah, it's something I've always liked to do to rookies, you know, whether they're quarterbacks or on the offense or, you know, top picks, you know, just to extend a hand, you know, as the leader of the, you know, as the quarterback, leader in the huddle, you're also the leader of the team, and you want to reach out to those guys and let them know that you're there for them. You've been in their shoes before at one point, and there can be a lot to take in. And I just wanted to just call them and welcome them, let them know there's a lot of work ahead, and, you know, excited to have them part of the QB room and, you know, get in here ready to work. You know, I wouldn't say it was awkward. It's ironic a little bit. You know, it's an interesting scenario. But, you know, play football long enough, you know, crazy things are bound to happen.
In the last few years in Houston, you come into camp, come into OTAs with Andre Johnson. You have your number one receiver. You guys have all this chemistry. What was it like for you coming into this OTA after so many years of having your number one guy and then having you basically have to find Andre Johnson in this group?
I look at it, you know, with the weapons and looking around our receiver room, our tight end room, our backs, you know, we got about six or seven number one guys. And so I look at it as we got a stable of guys that we can distribute the football to and we can spread it around. We don't have to have the focus on one guy. You know, we can beat you with four, five, six different guys getting the football and distribute it. And then on any given day, one of those guys might have 10 for 150. But, you know, we're not trying to set the standard like, hey, you're going to be the guy that we're going to go to this many times. We're going to try and spread it around, keep the defense honest, and all the while with our run game and what we can do with MJD and DMAC. It's going to be exciting to be a part of it.
Did you feel any added pressure when they did draft Derek so high?
Like I said, you know, no matter who's in there, you know, in this game, you play it long enough, you know, they're going to always go after talent at every position. And, you know, you got to go out and prove yourself every day in the meetings, in the weight room, on the practice field, studying, putting in the extra hours. And, you know, that's the nature of this business. You know, ultimately, you got to prove that you're the guy for the job.
Have you gotten tired this offseason being asked about what happened last season and coming in here and making an impact or making, you know, a comeback and turning this thing around? Or does that fuel you?
It's fuel to the fire. You know, like I said, last year's history, I use it as motivation. Moving forward, I've learned a great deal about myself as a player from it. But again, it's in the past, and I can only control what I do, how I prepare as a player, what I do for this football team moving forward, putting them in a position to win football games in 2014.
Can I ask what you're learning about yourself from last year?
No, you can't. I'm going to keep that to myself.
All right, guys, thank you.
No.